hard to start camp on sort of a sad note?
Yeah, I mean, you know, this one is tough. He's been a quintessential Giant, and I said to him earlier, I said, you're everything we could ever ask for in a player, you know, not only on the field but off the field as well. But at least he's walking out on his own terms. Not a lot of guys get to do that, so I'm happy for him for that he was able to make this decision by himself. But it's tough to lose a guy like that. You just don't replace Chris Snead.
What legacy do you think he does leave here?
Just as I said before, he was the quintessential Giant. Everything you could ever ask for in a player. When you go to look at players in the draft or free agency, that's what you're looking for. I mean, not only ability, but toughness, integrity, shows up every day, model citizen off the field. Winning matters to him. He takes it personally, and he just sets a great example for the other 52 players. So he's everything you want in a New York Giant.
John, do you remember 10 years ago when he was drafted, did you have much reservations with drafting the coach's son-in-law?
Not when I saw the reports on him. I mean, you know, we had such high grades on him. And the thing I told him the story before, Ernie and Corsi and I talking about whether to trade next year's number one pick or that year's number two pick, and we decided to keep the number two pick as we thought it was going to be a really good player. But I didn't dream it was going to be that good a player. And he was one of the best we've ever had.
That's a pretty
John, when
strange
you think
dynamic,
about
you know, that's a very unusual dynamic. How did you view that, and how did you see it over the years between the two? I mean, that's a tough spot for a guy to kind of be in.
I think it was a very tough spot, but when the guy is as good a player as Chris was and as tough a player as Chris was, I mean, nobody really even gave that a second thought. I mean, he performed at the highest possible level, so the fact that he was related to the coach, it didn't mean anything after a while because he was such an exceptional player and such a great leader.
Is he worthy of a ring of honor?
Yeah, I already told him that we just have to figure out a date. He's definitely going up there.
John, can you talk about the leadership that he brought to the locker room and just to the organization?
You know,
in general?
For him, he was not a real vocal guy. It was more by example. He showed up for work every day, worked as hard as anybody in the weight room. Was the first guy out on the practice field. You know, always practiced as hard as he played. He led by example, and that's one of the things you have to have a winning team.
John, he took last year personally because he couldn't help and very much wanted to be part of the solution here. Can you tell it's emotional for him that he's not going to really have that opportunity?
Yeah, I mean, he said to me he couldn't go through another year like he went through last year because I know it hurt him not to be out there, and you know, he felt like he was stealing money, and you know, I mean, he gave us everything he had, and if anything, he was underpaid. I can say that now since he's retired. But he was, we're going to miss him. I mean, you just can't have enough players like that.
John, did he embody everything that's right about being a Giant?
You can't ask a guy to be any more than he was. He embodied everything we ever want in a player, ever will want in a player, and we're going to miss his leadership, miss his presence on the field, and he just, this one is a tough one for all of us personally.
I'm sure it's not much of a surprise. Do you feel like you're prepared to at the position during your offseason?
Well, we're going to find out. I mean, we added some new players, but whether they can play up to Chris's standards and become a unit like the units that we had in 2007 and 2011, time will tell.
Do you worry about the offensive line? You know how important it is.
I worry about everything. Yeah. I worry about everything. But, yeah, that's a position with all the new faces there. They're going to have to prove themselves, but we think they have the ability to do so, but time will tell.
When was the back and forth like there? I mean, how often did you get updates from Chris about the health and kind of...
He had spoken to Jerry several times during the offseason and said he wanted to wait until training camp to make a decision because he felt like he was making some progress, but I think recently, and he'll tell you this in a few minutes, I think recently he felt like he was not where he should have been, and so he made the decision to retire. But we had a suspicion that this might be occurring, but we were all hoping that he was going to be able to come back and play, but unfortunately it didn't work out that way.
John, with so many changes around here just in the last couple of years, and Eli and Diassi being the only two guys who played in both Super Bowls, what about just the idea of Eli kind of bridging one era to the other here?
Well, I guess you could say that. I don't really think so much in those terms, but that's just the nature of the business. I mean, the careers don't last that long, and Yeah, I'm aware that there are not a lot of players left. I mean, Mathias Kiwanuka also, right. You left him out. But, you know, Eli is the veteran on the team now.
And, again, with all the changes, having the same coach and quarterback, does that ease your mind a little bit?
It does help, no question about it. Notwithstanding all the attempts by some of you to get him fired over the years, it does help that he's still here doing his job, yes.
Do you sense this is tough on Tom?
I know it is, yeah. I mean, I just, he called me over the weekend to tell me that this was going to happen. And I could, you know, you could hear the emotion in his voice, so yeah.
John, you talked about fixing the offense after the end of last season. Do you think that this group that you've assembled will enable it to be fixed?
I hope so. I mean, we certainly paid a lot of attention to that and knew that that was a problem, and we've added some pieces, but until they start doing it on the field, nobody knows for sure, but we're confident that we have enough ability there.
How do you view this training camp compared to maybe some in the past with all those changes?
It'll be a little different because we're coming off a poor season and we have added a lot of new faces, so there's going to be a lot of competition for a lot of different spots. So I think in a lot of respects it makes it a more interesting training camp than one we've had in quite a few years.
What do you say to the fans in terms of the team that you've assembled for this year?
You know, we did our best in the offseason to add the missing pieces, and now we just have to wait and see if they can perform. We think they can, but until they start doing it on the field, we're not making any predictions.
Would you guys say you're set at offensive line, or would you even maybe look to add a little bit now?
You know, you never know. I mean, we're not out there looking for anybody in particular, but we'll see what happens as camp goes on and the preseason goes on.
John, I can't imagine a standing operating procedure when you promise a guy that he's retired that he's going to move to the line.
It doesn't happen very often, but you don't get very many Chris Knees.
You remember the last time you did that? Or have you ever done that?
I don't think we've ever done that.